Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, the walk that changed my afternoon. We're talking about why stepping outside for 5 minutes might be the best thing you do all day.
Let's get into it. Okay, I need to tell you something. It's a small thing, but it kind of changed my evenings.
I'm listening, good, small thing, or bad small thing?
Good. Really good, actually. So you know that feeling after work when you sit on the couch and you tell yourself, I'm going to rest now?
Oh, yes. That's my daily routine. I get home, I drop my bag, I sit down, and I tell myself, you deserve this.
Exactly. So last Tuesday, I had a really long day. I had 4 meetings back to back. One of them was a project review where my manager asked me about a deadline I had completely forgotten about.
Oh no, the I'll check and get back to you moment.
That exact moment. So by 6 p.m., I was done. My brain was full. I got home, I dropped my bag on the floor, I sat on the couch, and I opened my phone. Standard stuff.
Sounds very familiar.
But after 20 minutes of scrolling, I felt worse. Not better. My head was still full of work thoughts. My shoulders were still tight. I was looking at videos about cooking and travel, but I wasn't really watching them. I was just moving my thumb up and down. My eyes were open, but nothing was going in. My brain was still in meeting mode.
That's the thing about the scroll hole. You think you're taking a break, but your brain is still receiving information. Emails, news, notifications, videos, more input. Your eyes are moving, your brain is processing, but your body is sitting still. It's not rest, it's just a different kind of work.
That's exactly it. Not rest, just a different kind of work. So I don't know what came over me, but I put my phone on the coffee table, face down. I stood up and I walked to the front door.
This sounds like the beginning of a movie.
A very boring movie. I walked outside, no phone, no music, no podcast, just me in the street.
No phone? That's brave. Most of us can't go to the bathroom without our phones.
I felt naked for the first minute. I'm not kidding. My right hand kept reaching for my pocket, but I kept walking. I walked around the block. I saw a gray cat sitting on someone's doorstep. I saw a kid trying to ride a bike. He fell twice and got up twice. I saw an old man in a blue shirt watering his plants. Nothing special, just normal street things.
And?
And when I came back, about 10 minutes later, something was different. My head was quieter, the work thoughts were still there, but they were softer. Like someone turned down the volume from 8 to 3.
Huh. So the walk changed your mood?
It did. And I've been thinking about why. I think it's because when I'm on the couch scrolling, I'm still in receiving mode. I'm still taking things in. But when I walk, I'm not receiving anything. I'm just moving. My brain gets a real break, not a fake break.
A real break versus a fake break. I like that.
And the feeling stayed for the rest of the evening. I made dinner, a real dinner, not just noodles. I read a few pages of a book. I went to bed at a normal time. It was a totally normal evening. But it felt better than my usual evenings.
Because you did one small thing differently.
Yes, one small thing. And I've been doing it every day since. Some days it's 3 minutes. Some days it's 12. But every single time, I come back feeling better than when I left. And the best part? I don't need anything. No gym bag. No special shoes. No app. No fitness tracker, just a door that opens to the outside.
That's a pretty low bar.
That's my favorite kind of bar. Low and easy to reach.
I think that's why it works, because it's so simple that there's no excuse not to try it. You just reminded me of something last month. I had a one-on-one with my manager, the weekly check-in, but the meeting room was booked. So she said, let's walk and talk.
A walking meeting? I've heard about those. Some companies do them a lot.
Yeah, it was my first time. We walked around the office building for about 15 minutes. And the weird thing was The conversation was easier. I said things I usually keep in my head. Because we weren't sitting across a table with a laptop between us, we were just walking side by side.
That makes sense. There's less pressure when you're not looking at each other directly.
Right? And after the meeting, I didn't have that brain tired feeling. You know the one, where your brain feels like it just ran a marathon?
Oh, I know that feeling very well. After a long meeting, I sometimes need 15 minutes just to recover.
Exactly. But after the walking meeting, I felt awake. Like the walk gave me energy instead of taking it away. I went back to my desk and I could actually focus.
So you're saying walking is the answer to everything?
I wouldn't go that far. But it's connected to something I've been thinking about since yesterday.
What's that?
Yesterday, we talked about setting up automatic transfers for savings. 1% automatic. Forget about it. The idea was don't think, just set it up. And let it happen.
Right. The 1% rule. That was a good conversation.
I think this walk thing is similar. You don't need a walking plan. You don't need a fitness goal. You don't need to track your steps. You just need to stand up and step outside. No thinking, just doing. It's the same small action that works because you don't have to decide every time.
That's a good connection. I hadn't thought of it that way. Both are small actions you can do without planning.
And here's another thing. I have a colleague named Sarah. She works in the same office, 2 floors below me. She's been at the company for 6 years. Every day, right after lunch, she puts on her shoes and walks around the parking lot for exactly 10 minutes, rain or shine.
Rain or shine? That's impressive.
I asked her about it once. I was getting coffee, and I saw her walking in the rain. I said, Sarah, why do you do this every day? Is it for exercise?
What did she say?
She said, no, it's not for exercise. I eat lunch at my desk most days, so my brain stays in work mode. I need 10 minutes to switch it off. The walk is my reset button.
A reset button? I love that phrase.
She doesn't count steps. She doesn't track anything. She just walks. And when she comes back, she's ready for the afternoon. She told me, Leo, the walk is not about my body, it's about my brain.
That's exactly what I discovered. It's not about moving your body, it's about giving your brain a break from input.
Exactly, and I think that's why most of us don't do it. We think a walk needs a purpose. It needs to be exercise. It needs to be 30 minutes. It needs to be in a beautiful park. But Sarah's walk is 10 minutes around a parking lot, and it works perfectly. She's been doing it for 6 years.
6 years. That's longer than most of my hobbies.
Same here. So the secret is, lower your standards.
Lower your standards. A walk around the block counts. A walk to the end of the street counts. A walk to get a glass of water and back counts.
A walk to the bus stop and back counts. A walk while you wait for your coffee to brew counts. Movement is movement. You don't need to earn it.
And the best part is, you don't need to prepare. You just stand up and go. That's the whole thing. No deciding, no planning, just doing.
No gym bag, no special clothes, no shower afterwards, no planning, just a door and 5 minutes.
Speaking of which, let's talk about some words that came up in our conversation.
Good idea. Because when you say, I need a break, there are a lot of different ways to say it, and today we have 10 of them.
Number one, to take a walk.
To take a walk, a very common phrase. It just means to go for a short walk, usually for pleasure or to relax. After work, I like to take a walk around the block to clear my head.
Number two, to clear your head.
To clear your head. This is a great phrase. It means to stop thinking about something, to relax your mind. You imagine your head is full of clouds, and the walk pushes the clouds away. I was so stressed after the meeting, so I went outside to clear my head.
Number three, to stretch your legs.
To stretch your legs. A nice, friendly phrase. It means to go for a short walk after sitting for a long time. You are stretching your legs, like you stretch a rubber band. I've been sitting at my desk for 4 hours. I need to stretch my legs.
Number four, to unwind.
To unwind. This is a very useful word for after work life. It means to relax after a period of work or stress. Think of a rope that is tight and twisted. When you unwind it, it becomes loose and straight again. It takes me about 30 minutes to unwind after I get home from work. I make tea, sit down, and just breathe.
Number 5. To step away.
To step away. This means to leave a situation for a short time. It can be physical or mental. When the meeting got too difficult, I asked for a break so I could step away for a few minutes.
Number 6. To recharge.
To recharge. You know how your phone battery goes down through the day? When you plug it in at night, it recharges. We use the same word for people. Our energy goes down too, and we need to plug ourselves back in. I need a quiet evening to recharge after a long week. Even 20 minutes of walking can help you recharge a little.
Number 7. To reset.
To reset. This means to start fresh or to return to the beginning, like pressing a reset button on a game. Sometimes a 5-minute walk is enough to reset my mood for the afternoon.
Number 8. To notice.
To notice. A simple but important word. It means to see something or become aware of something. When you walk without your phone, you start to notice things you normally miss. When I walk without my phone, I notice things I never see. A bird on a branch, a flower growing through a crack, a cat sitting on a doorstep.
Number 9. A breath of fresh air.
A breath of fresh air. This has two meanings. One is literal, clean air outside. The other is metaphorical, something new and different. I went outside for a breath of fresh air. Or, this new project is a breath of fresh air.
Number 10. To slow down.
To slow down. The opposite of speed. It means to do things more slowly, to reduce your pace and stop rushing. I need to slow down. I've been going too fast all week. My brain can't keep up.
10 words. All about taking a small break, and none of them require a gym or special equipment.
Exactly. You don't need a big vocabulary to talk about rest. You just need the right small words. And a door. All right. Real talk. We've been talking about walking for about 15 minutes now, and I think the real question is, why don't we do this more often?
That's the question, isn't it? Because it's free, it's easy, it takes 5 minutes, and it works. So why don't we do it?
I think it's because we're addicted to input. We think rest means more content, more videos, more scrolling through social media, more music in our ears. We forgot that rest can also mean less.
Less. That's the word. Less input. Less noise. Just being no phone, no plan, just walking. Okay, I have 8 small things. Things I learned from this one small experiment.
Let's hear them.
1. You don't need 10,000 steps. You need 5 minutes. That's it. 5 minutes is enough to change your mood. Set a timer if you want. When it rings, go back inside.
2. And this is important. Leave your phone at your desk or on your kitchen table or anywhere that is not in your hand. If you bring your phone, you will check it. It's too tempting. And then you're not really walking anymore. You're just scrolling while standing up.
3. The walk doesn't need to be in a forest. It doesn't need to be in a park. Around your building counts. A parking lot counts. Your hallway counts if that's all you have. Even 2 minutes of walking up and down your hallway is better than 0. Don't wait for the perfect conditions.
4. Here's a reframe for you. You're not looking for energy. You're looking for a pause. I think that's the biggest thing we got wrong. We think I'm tired, so I need to rest on the couch. But rest isn't always lying down. Sometimes rest is just a change of scenery, a different view outside, a different temperature on your skin, a different sound in your ears. That's a real break.
5. Another reframe. A short walk doesn't make you less tired. It makes you differently tired. And that difference matters a lot. The tiredness after a walk is a good tired. It's a, I moved my body a little bit tired. Not a, my brain is overflowing with information tired. One feels satisfying and gentle. The other feels heavy and stuck.
6. Some of your best thoughts only come when you stop trying to think. You know that feeling when you're in the shower? And a great idea appears out of nowhere? It's the same with walking. The good ideas come when your body is moving and your mind is quiet. You stop forcing it and the answer just shows up. Let your thoughts wander for a few minutes.
7. If you really can't walk, If you're stuck in an office or on a train or it's raining hard outside, just stand by a window for 2 minutes. Look outside at something far away, a tree, a building, the sky. Let your eyes change focus. Let your mind go quiet too. That counts. That's still a real break.
8. And this is the most important one. A short walk ends before you can talk yourself out of it. You can't say, I don't have time to a 5-minute walk. It's 5 minutes. You have 5 minutes. Everyone has 5 minutes. You spend more time than that deciding what to watch on TV.
Huh. So here's what I want to leave you with. You don't need a special place. You don't need special clothes. You don't need a plan. You don't need a fitness tracker or a walking app. You just need to stand up, walk to the door, and step outside. That's all it takes.
That's the whole thing. No excuses, no preparation.
5 minutes. No phone, just you in the street. Give it a try tomorrow after work or after lunch or anytime you feel your brain getting full. Just 5 minutes. And when you come back, you might find that your afternoon looks a little different. Not because you solved anything, but because you gave yourself 5 minutes of quiet. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.